when we read the great creeds of the faith, it doesn't say, and I believe that my spirit will transfer upon death to heaven and spend eternity there. No, no. It says, I believe in the resurrection of the body. And that is our hope. The hope where we place our trust. Jesus rising from the dead provides a living hope for all people. It's not just a set of teachings that we follow. It's not a set of ideals that we try to cling to. Rather, we love and place our hope in a resurrected man who has been glorified and is at the very right hand of his heavenly Father. Jesus bodily rising from the dead provides the church the great witness of the good news of resurrection. And finally, Jesus rising from the dead bodily provides us with the witness the church needs to share with the world. Many years ago, I was in seminary in Dubuque, Iowa, and I was watching one of the early morning programs on television as I was getting ready to go to class, and they had a monk on there, and I don't know what order he was from. I don't know anything about that, but he was from an order that spoke very little, and they spent their day doing good deeds. And the person who was interviewing this monk said, what if it's all a lie? What if all of this Christianity thing is bunk? How are you going to feel after giving your life to good service and worship? How are you going to feel at the end of it all? And the monk replied, well, at least I've lived a good life and I've done good things. No. That's not the right answer. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, but if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? And if there is no resurrection of the dead, that is, if Christianity is a lie, if Jesus did not rise on Easter morning, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. And so is your faith. Just chew on that for a little bit. We place our hope, we place our trust, we place our worship in a historical event that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is God himself, rose from the dead. And because he rose, those who are in him will rise also. The Apostle Paul goes on in Philippians chapter 3, where he writes, our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. You see, the stone was not rolled away so that Jesus could get out of the tomb. We read from the gospel accounts that he could transfer miraculously from one place to another. He can go through locked doors. He could go from one place to another. He did not need the door, the gate, the stone rolled away to get out. The stone was rolled away so that the women could see that his body was not there. In Revelation chapter 21, at the very end of the scriptures, there's only a couple of chapters left in the entire Bible. And John is receiving these incredible oracles and visions from the Lord Jesus about what is to come. And as he is writing about what this new millennial time looks like, he writes, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and they're true. We're given an image of what it's going to look like when Jesus returns and everything has been recreated. And there is no more pain, there is no more death, there is no more sin. And it's a time of resurrection. And you may wonder, why is it so important that the church teach and preach and proclaim bodily resurrection? Because this is simply a teaching that the Western church has failed to proclaim, particularly over the last 50 to 60 years. We've forgotten what the good news is. The good news is that Jesus claims all of us. He claims us emotionally. He claims us spiritually, and he claims us physically. He promises that through his blood shed on the cross and through rising on the grave on Easter morning, that we will be redeemed in our entirety. And death and decay of the human body is a sign of brokenness. It's a sign of darkness. It is something that is owned by Satan. And God will not let that stand. Jesus will not allow that to happen because our bodies matter. They belong to him and they will be raised. And those who are in him will spend eternity in the blessed new kingdom, in the very presence of God himself. I was very happy this morning during Sunday school when Dr. McKinney mentioned Romans chapter 10, because it was on my heart to share it with you this morning. I have had people ask me over the years, people who have been going to church for decades, how do I know if I'm really saved? How do I know if I've been redeemed? How do I know if I'm in the very heart of Christ? And Paul, in his letter to the church at Rome, in his magnum opus, he gives a very simple understanding of how you can know if you've been saved and how you can know if you are going to be a participant in the coming kingdom. He writes in Romans 10, Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the deep? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. Here it is. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The gospel isn't about us escaping from earth into another dimension. It is about God continually coming to earth to save, to redeem, and to recreate into this perfect vision which God had before God ever spoke it into existence. Jesus came. He was the perfect Paschal Lamb to take away the sin of the world. He is our substitute. And it is by placing our trust in him that not only will our spirits transfer upon death to be with him in heaven, which is temporary, but more permanently, that when he returns and all things are made new, we will rise and we will be made new and spend eternity in his very presence. To Christ Jesus, with the Father and the Spirit, be all glory, honor, and praise, now and forever. Amen.